Thanks for sending us your email. Having produced issues, etc. for more than 15 years, I can tell you that we've never received email response like this. Unfortunately, we simply can't reply to all of your email. So here's a way that I can almost guarantee a response to your question or comment. Call the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. It's available for your questions or comments 24/7, 618-223-8384.
All right, it's time to pick our Issues Etc. blogs of the week. And Jeff always goes first. Sometimes that gives me time to find one, although not always. The Issues Etc. blog of the week is a very special thing here. We always reserve it for the end of our first hour on Friday because so many people are writing so many things. And some of it, actually, Jeff, do you agree with me? Nowadays, some really good theology, especially among lay people, is being done on blogs. I mean, a lot of blogging is nonsense. But I find some amazing theology being done by both pastors and lay people in the Lutheran blog circle, if you will. And that's why we like to feature blog of the week. If you want us to read your blog, we need to know that it's there, so email us. But we also like you to have the Issues Etc. widget there that you'll find at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support, and at the bottom of the page, you'll find the widget. Remember to email us and let us know you're there. Talk back at issuesetc.org.
My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week is Epistles from Exile by Pastor Alan Kornacki. It's a blog post titled Newsflash. Jesus has accepted me as his own personal sinner and has moved into my heart despite my vehement protest. My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week? Epistles from Exile. Did you even listen to that? It looked like you were frantically searching for one.
I'm trying to find...
Do I need to read it again?
No, I'm trying to find mine.
Because it was so good, you want me to read it again?
I'm trying to find...
Well, I'll read mine again.
Well, go ahead, but I'm trying to find mine. I had it, but now I can't find it.
Rewind.
What I usually do.
My Issues Etc. blog of the week is Epistles from Exile. It's a blog post titled Newsflash. Jesus has accepted me as his own personal sinner and has moved into my heart despite my vehement protests. My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week, Pastor Alan Kornacki's Epistles from Exile.
You know what it also demonstrates? Brevity is the soul of wit. This is not something that I practice very often. I try to, but I don't succeed. But it shows that sometimes the best things you have to say can be said in few words. That brings me to my pick for blog of the week. It comes from, and I think I've picked this one a number of times, but here's a guy who's just doing it right. I'm sorry, he is. And that would be Chris Eskett. He does eschatology. It's his eschatology blog. He is a marvelous pastor out in Virginia. Is it Alexandria, Virginia? And this is what he wrote. It's called What Warms a Pastor's Heart. And I'll tell you what. People think a pastor's heart is warmed by a church full of people. I mean, that helps sometimes. Or a pastor's heart is warmed by the little children that come out at the end and give him a big hug. Hey, you can't trade that for hardly anything. But what really warms the pastor's heart? I think Pastor Eskett has put it so well. He writes, I confided to one of our congregation leaders today that I had a thought and so-and-so was upset with me. He wrote, You are our shepherd. You forgive us. From your hands we receive the body and blood of our Lord. You bear your duties sublimely, and we love you for it. It would take much more than a simple difference of outlook on a temporal matter to alter that. And then Pastor Eskett says, As so many pastors I find, faithful pastors, say, so often I hear them say this, I have the best congregation. Now see, that says it all if you ask me. It really does. C.F.W. Walther once said that wherever God sends you as a pastor, he was the founder of the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod, wherever he sends you as a pastor, you should regard that congregation as the Garden of Eden, God's paradise for you on earth, regardless of where it is, how meager it may be. And you know what I find? Pastors who are faithful love their people. Pastors who are faithful to the good confession and to God's word, administering God's gifts, regardless of who the people are or where they are, they love their congregations. They love their people, and their people love them back. Pastors who are not so faithful sometimes are nothing but frustrated with their people, and I should say probably vice versa. When we come back, hour two of Issues Etc., what will we do? We'll be talking about apparent contradictions in the Bible regarding the timing of Jesus' death. Stay tuned.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.